Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and really delighted you're with us. You have supported us for 4.5 years through over 300 shows, and we couldn't do it without you, our listener, and with all the great guests we've had over the years, and we want to thank you for that. We also want to thank the folks over at Renaissance Bank for their support. But they've been supportive of us in a real bottom line way, and a lot of other folks. They have helped throughout this pandemic period, and they've done it with personal service. So they're not in the 1-800 number automated computer voice camp that a lot of big banks are. Go to renaissancebank.com, find your local office there, some 200 across the South open, ready to serve you, and give them a call and listen with delight as a real person answers the phone. And they'll be glad to take your appointment and go in and see them and talk about your situation. And I think what you'll find is they're a bank big enough to handle your needs, small enough to do it personally. And I know that myself. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome an old friend, Brian Mold. Brian is the CEO and owner of Better Office Systems. Brian, welcome back.
Well, John, great to see you. Good friend. We've known one another for a long time, and it's wonderful to be back on Radio X with you.
Yeah, it's great to have you back again, and it's a perfect time because you're right in the middle of a lot of things that need to be addressed by businesses. So let's get into that. Let's talk about you and your company, Better Office Systems. How are you serving the market out there?
Well, we consider ourselves to be one vendor with many solutions. We manage our clients' office productivity solutions and costs so they don't have to. And we target the small to mid-sized businesses. We've got larger companies that we do business with as well. But we really target those companies that can use our skills and use our products to be able to reduce their costs and assist them in terms of being able to look at everything that they have within their organization, what they're paying for those products, and if there's any way that we can both reduce their costs and increase their productivity. Particularly important now during the COVID era, because things have changed so radically that you have a lot of situations now where people are not just working from the office, but so many people are now working from remote locations.
Yeah, and you, as we were talking about this before we came on the air, I mean, obviously the locations of your clients have shifted out of the office into the home office, and you're actually delivering and installing in home offices now.
We are, something that we never did before. We were never a provider of products and services for the home office. But with so many companies now who have allowed their workforce to be able to work from home to keep their businesses running, it forced us to be able to look at, okay, what do we do? How can we help these people? So the first thing that we looked at was how can we help with regard to security? Security being such a huge issue right now. And plus, we all know that the majority of malware that gets into any company's IT system usually comes from the opening of some email that people didn't realize was a problem. They open that email and then it infects the entire organization. So we teamed with a company called Sentinel for Sentinel Security to be able to provide for a small business what is an enterprise level option that normally only large corporations would be able to afford. But we were offered this at such a price that for our clients, it's an inexpensive service, but allows us to be able to protect both the organization in general, but also the remote users so that it protects them as much as we possibly can, obviously. It protects them from the malware that is so frequently on their emails and on any of the other you know, sites and systems that they go into. I mean, all of us get these emails every day that we clearly know are something that is going to infect our computers. But the hackers become so much more clever over time to be able to make these things look legitimate. You know, You may get something that looks like it's coming from your American Express card, which I've certainly seen, and very, very difficult to be able to make the difference between the legitimate American Express email and the illegitimate one that's going to infect my system. And our product through CentOS Security will protect the clients against that if they unfortunately open the wrong emails or go to the wrong website.
Mm. Now, a lot of employees got sent home, and nobody was really prepared for this at all. What they particularly weren't prepared for, as you say, is the security piece of this, because a lot of companies have spent a whole lot of time figuring out how to secure the workplace from a technology point of view, but not the home offices of their employees, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So talk a little bit, and I guess the other thing we were talking about is just the vulnerability that a lot of office equipment devices like copiers, for example, that are connected to the internet. A lot of companies seem to, particularly small businesses, medium-sized businesses, kind of leave that window open for the bad guys, right?
Well, you have to be very careful with which products you're actually hanging on your network. Mm-hmm. Okay, the products that we sell are, in fact, secure because they are protected internally, specifically against hacking from the outside. Mm. And one of the problems that used to also happen was that information was stored on the hard drives on these products, where they had hard drives, of course. And that enabled people to be able to pull data that had been stored on that hard drive that most people didn't even realize that they had actually stored that information. So that information could be pulled out at the office location, okay, and just printed out, or it could be pulled from an external actor who was hacking into the system, going into the copier slash printer. We call them MFPs. We've never come up with a better name than a copier, even though they do so much more things now.
Sure.
But what you have with regard to these machines is that their hard drives are, in fact, wiped. So as soon as the job is done, unless somebody chooses to retain that job, the systems will now wipe the hard drive, and they will wipe them to military specs. So they usually go through and they wipe the hard drive like three times. So there's nothing that's residual on the hard drive that anybody can pull up. There are no medical information on there or anything else that people would not want to get out into the world, financial information, et cetera. And then also there's protection with regards to the system itself in terms of being able to hack into it, similar to something that Sentinel Security offers. So there's progressively more difficult for people to be able to get into those copiers, to be able to then not only access the information on the copiers themselves, but also enter the workplace itself.
Now, this is one of the areas that I would think particularly small and medium-sized businesses maybe just don't spend enough attention on, because they want to run that copier until it runs into the ground, right? And they don't spend enough time thinking about security upgrades and the kinds of things that you really need to think about, not just to get the latest in technology, but to save you some money as well.
Well, there's that. One other piece I should bring up is that a lot of organizations you've got the large corporations have got their own internal IT departments. And those IT departments, if they're not, they should be making sure that the security is up to date on all their systems every day, I mean, constantly, there are waves of attacks taking place by hackers all over the world in the millions. I mean, it's astonishing how much of that stuff is out there. The problem with the small and mid-sized businesses is that a lot of them, and the majority, in fact, do not have their own internal IT departments. And they tend to pay for their IT systems to be resolved once there is a problem with them. And what those companies need is they need an ongoing system that is constantly monitoring their IT and is constantly making sure that any of the patches that need to be put on to be able to protect their systems are being updated every single day, every single day. And what you find with a lot of organizations is the fact that that just does not happen. Okay. So it leaves them vulnerable for outside people, the bad guys, as you talk about, to be able to get in, be able to purge the system. That's where a lot of the ransomware comes from, okay, because it's easy to be able to get into their systems. And they can come in through anything, printer, copier, any other item that they have that's hanging onto their network. So what those companies need to look at is they need to look at having a constant resource that has the ability to be able to monitor their systems and make sure that those systems are not getting hacked on an ongoing basis. And yet we provide products that we go in and we look at the products that we sell, and we make sure that our products that we put into the customer's locations are in fact secure, and that they have that security internally embedded.
Folks, we're chatting with Brian Mould, and Brian is the CEO, owner of Better Office Systems. Brian, one of the things that we were talking about before we came on the air was just the importance of vendor management, something that, as you mentioned, large corporations really have that covered because they've got people internally that do that. Small and medium-sized businesses don't typically have that. The owner may do that, or somebody that's been designated with that job may do that. And that ends up sometimes with bad leases for office equipment. Talk about that problem.
Yeah, well, again, as we discussed, if you're looking at a company like Coca-Cola, they have, as a prime example, they have huge purchasing departments, and those purchasing departments are specifically tasked to make sure that the products that a large corporation like that buys, that they get them at the best price, they get the right product. They may bid out to multiple companies to be able to reduce their costs, etc. They are professional purchasing agents. Most small to mid-sized businesses don't have that internally. They just don't. And so what ends up happening is it's an afterthought, that what their business is to get on with their business. Particularly now with COVID, people are looking at, how do we keep our businesses running? How do we survive? How do we grow? The last thing that they're looking at is focusing on purchasing their products for their internal use. So what tends to happen is you have either, as we discussed before, the owner makes that decision, but that owner, whoever that owner is, has got so many other things on their mind that they don't have the ability or the time to be able to focus on what the right product is that they should be purchasing. Or alternately, they've got someone who they have designated to purchase those products, but that's not their area of expertise. So they've got to learn what the products are about and frequently make an incorrect decision. So with us, what we do, you know, we call it vendor management, because we will go in, we will look at companies, and we will look at everything that they are purchasing, whether it be phone systems, whether it be something from an IT company, whether it be the copiers, printers. We'll look at all those things, or even purchasing supplies. We will look at those things, and we will look at the prices that they're paying, and plus the productivity that they are receiving from those products, and whether there's a good fit or not. We'll go through, we'll analyze that for them, and we will sit down and we'll say, okay, these products, this that you purchased, this is great. You got a really good deal here. It's working for you. Not only is it a good price, not only is the term correct, but also it's giving you the productivity that you need. Over here, this other product that you purchased, the lease that you purchased on this machine is really onerous, and the service that you're paying on this is way too high. Plus, it is not giving you the productivity that you currently need, especially within this present environment. So this is what we would suggest that you look at, okay, as a product from us to be able to not only reduce your cost, but be able to increase your productivity. We'll do that for products that we sell directly, whether it be our copiers, our printers, our digital document storage services, our mail machines, the phone system, the remote phone systems that I was talking to you about. And in areas where we don't have a direct product that we sell, we have what we call vendor partners, who are partners of ours that we know, great quality, well-known, that they will provide the client with the right kind of price and the right kind of solution for what it is that they need. We discussed office furniture, for instance. We don't sell office furniture, but we have three companies that we work with who are very well known, very good at what they do, and they can provide products from the very high range, very expensive, okay, all the way down to good quality, but used cubicles for people to sit in. Particularly important if companies now are setting up satellite offices away from the downtown areas to be able to have their people come in and work from. So we can look at all those things. We can give them, it's almost like an audit of what it is that they have. And then we can give them suggestions to be able to reduce their cost as well as improve their productivity. And this is so incredibly important right now as we're all still trying to keep our businesses going and growing and be able to reduce our costs at the same point in time.
I know this is a hard question to answer, but how often do small, medium-sized businesses go through such an audit of their office equipment? And how often should they?
Well, in our experience, they never do.
Do I
go in and talk to them and they go, okay, well, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
But we don't have time to do that. And they go, hold on a minute. We're not going to take any of your time. Just let us help you out here. We'll do the work. Okay. Just let us help you out. So we get people to understand it from that respect. It's just like your insurance. You know, you should be looking at your costs on a regular basis, whether it's annually, whether it's every 2 or 3 years. You shouldn't be just accepting what it is that you already have. And companies just don't have time to do that. They have got to run their businesses. I mean, their focus is growing their business and maintaining their business. Their focus is not what's happening internally. They may look at it as a line item on the P&L going, why are we spending so much on this? Okay. But unless they really zone in on that, it's a comment and then they move on. Or it's a reaction. There's, oh my Lord, how much are we spending on this? Get rid of it. And then they find out they can't get rid of it because they still got 4 years left on the lease and they're absolutely stuck and there's nothing that they can do. It may well be not a cost issue. It may well be that the product that they have, they still have a long term on the lease, but it is not servicing their needs anymore and they need to replace it. There are things that they need to do. They may have, for instance, and you know, again, we call them copiers, MFPs, whatever it is we call them. They may be doing more scanning now than they are doing in terms of printing or copying. But the scanner that they have may only be doing 40 images a minute, whereas we have machines that scan on the copiers at 240 images per minute. You know, they scan very, very fast. So
wow.
If they're trying to scan information or into digital document storage, it enables them to be able to do that. But if their current product doesn't do that, and they're then looking at it and say, well, we need to buy a scanner. Well, no, you don't. You just need to have the product that you have be the right product and be right size for you and make sure that it's doing the job that you need. So we look at all those things. And again, it is an afterthought of most companies. And we just have to bring that to their attention so that they understand there is an alternative.
Folks, we're chatting with Brian Mold, and Brian is the CEO and owner of Better Office Systems. Brian, talk about, I mean, you could deal with any, there are lots of office equipment vendors out there. You could deal with any of them. How do you pick the ones that you, the companies that you, whose products that you feature?
Well, we always go through a process of looking at the vendor themselves. What do they offer, okay, to us, okay, which we then offer to the client, okay? But how flexible are they, okay? How good is the product, and how flexible is that vendor at working with us so that we can always offer the best deal to our clients? And I've gone through and I've worked, and I won't name them, but I've worked with some very high-end vendors of, you know, copiers, printers, et cetera. Their products may be good, because in general, most products are pretty good, but they are not helpful with regards to the marketplace that we go after. They may be flexible with regards to large corporations if you're doing a deal for 500 machines, et cetera. But if you're talking to them about one or two machines that are going into an account, that you need to be able to offer them some sort of flexibility. In general, they don't. Mm. So the companies that we have done business with over time, they have to work with us to be flexible with our clients. That's one of the reasons why, you know, we went back with Toshiba some years ago, because Toshiba is very, very flexible in terms of what it will allow us to offer our clients, so the clients always get a better deal. Most recently, in the last 18 months, we started to do a lot more work with Epson. And Epson is, everybody knows Epson projectors, okay, mm-hmm. which we have the ability to be able to get. They also have robots. We don't sell robots, although I'd love to be able to have one just to play with. You know, that'd be a lot of fun.
Sure.
But they've gone heavily into the business inkjet market. They intend to be the number one business inkjet provider in the world. And they've spent a lot of money and a lot of time. They've been very, very flexible and very helpful with us. And the important piece with regard to the Epson product for us is it is great quality, it's incredibly reliable, and it's inexpensive to run. If you think about inkjets, I've got an old Epson down in my basement. I think I've got every printer I've ever had since about 1980 in my basement. But it's the old printer, very slow. And if you remember, the inkjet, the little cartridges were very expensive. So printing with inkjet machines was very expensive. They've completely turned that upside down. Okay, they have a thing called precision core technology, and what has happened with this is it's a very micro fine inkjet that they put onto the paper, and they've got very low end printers that produce great quality that may do 15, 20, 25 a minute, all the way up to the machines that we sell the most of, which are their enterprise products, which are 60, they've just brought out, and a 75 and 100 page per minute machine, which we sold a lot of the 100 page per minute machines. They're fast. The copy quality is excellent on them. Okay. They are inexpensive to run, and they use about 25% of the power that a typical laser machine would use, because they don't have all the fuser sections. Okay. They only have about 25% of the pot. So they're less expensive for us to be able to service out in the field, and they become very, very reliable. They also create less waste, which we're also into. They create less waste. There are less cartridges because there is much more ink in the ink cartridge itself. So if you like, it's a green technology, and it is the technology that's going to completely overtake that business market. Plus, we can sell a 100 page per minute machine with saddle stitch, hole punch, and all the rest of it for about 40% of the cost that you would pay for a typical laser product. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to these guys a lot. They've been very helpful, but they are very good in terms of what they are willing to assist us with in terms of being able to offer the client. So right now, for instance, with the remote service that we have with people, we are, which again, we never thought we'd be doing, but we're putting these smaller printers out in people's home offices that they are utilizing. And those printers come with like 2 years worth of ink. It's astonishing.
Wow. It's
like two years worth of ink. So they're not constantly, you know, buying the products. Plus, the other thing about these the Epson product is you can email the Epson product. You can email to them and have that email printed out. So you can, whether you're sending a spreadsheet, if you're sending a memo or something, you email it to that specific Epson printer, no matter what the size is, and then it will actually print out. You don't need to have a print driver on your computer. Okay, that you're remote from. You don't need to have a driver on your phone. Okay, you just email the machine. It has its own designated email that you picked when you set it up, and you send it out, and it prints out. It's amazing.
Wow.
And then, you know, we also have access to that. Now we have access to their wide format machines that are very commonly used in the commercial arena. They create huge posters with them, et cetera. Again, the copy quality is great. The projectors, and then some of the wearables that they're coming out with, the eyeglasses with cameras in them and that kind of stuff that we're going to be getting into here in the near future. But they have become a great vendor for us. And again, not only does it do everything, it reduces the power cost to the client, it reduces the overall cost to the client, but also that vendor is very, very helpful to us in terms of being able to make sure we can offer the right solution to the client.
You know, I want to sum this up, and maybe we can sum it up in terms of, I guess, the biggest mistake you see business owners make here, because, you know, we've talked about technology, we've talked about security, we've talked about cost and reducing costs. But, you know, what's the biggest mistake that you see business owners make when it comes to their office equipment?
Well, unfortunately, again, we're talking about small to mid-sized business by comparison. They are inundated with so many options that it's very, very difficult for them to be able to make the correct decision with what to go with. They may make the decision purely on price, okay, and then find out that the product that they've purchased doesn't have the feature set for them, okay? But it felt good at the time because they paid less for it, okay? We've all been through that. We've all bought something at a lower price, and then afterwards, so that was a dreadful mistake. Now, most people, when they make a dreadful mistake, are not particularly willing to admit to it, which is a bit of a problem that we go through all the time. So that what we see is that, again, the mistake is getting into onerous leases. It doesn't matter what it's on, by the way, okay? It doesn't matter whether it's on phone systems. It doesn't matter whether it's on copiers. It doesn't matter whether it's on the buildings that they're in. It doesn't matter whether it's on the furniture that they have. There, it is easy to make a decision that really gets you stuck in a hole that you just cannot get out of. Okay. IT departments the same way. Quick example. The remote services phone system that we have called Monster. Okay. It is a hosted phone system. So it's in the cloud. You don't have to have a PBX on site, which is always problematic. Okay. It's easy to be able to work with. It's easy to be able to get into the cloud and be able to manage the system and manage the people that are using it. Very, very flexible. So it can go to your home phone. It can go to your cell phone. It can go to your business phone. You can text, email on it. I mean, there's all kinds of different things that you can do. It is inexpensive to do, and it's very reliable, and it's backed with, you know, three large server farms nationwide, so it'll never go down. But it's month to month. So if you want to go with it, you don't have to sign up for a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, whatever it is. It's month to month. Now, the reason why they do that, of course, is it's such a good product that once you've got it installed and you're using it, it's a no-brainer to continue. But it's literally month to month. It's not a long-term, it's not a long-term lease. It's good for the client. They see it, they get to work with it, and once they work with it, they go, hey, this is working great for us. And then obviously, you know, they will keep it. They'd never be able to stay in business if it was only in for a month and then, you know, back out again. It's also a situation where the system will work with most of the existing digital phones that people have, Cisco and all that kind of stuff. But again, it's an option that that customer has that no longer ties them to a huge lease. So the example may be that what we're going through right now with so many changes that are taking place, it may be that they want to make that decision. They make the decision and they go with Monster. And it may be 6 months from now that their situation has completely changed and they want to be able to get out of that. Well, there's no penalty. It's not like you've got a 5-year lease on a business and no matter what it is that you do on the building, you're stuck with that 5-year lease. And even if you close your doors, you still owe on that. Okay. With Monster, you don't. Now, obviously, you know, we're all hoping that most businesses continue and the service itself is excellent. But again, it's month to month. Simple to do. It's inexpensive. It is flexible. It has tons of options. And if they don't like it, they can get out of it. Okay. So those are the types of things that we want to be able to look at for the client. Okay. That enable them to be able to be as efficient as they possibly can and to be flexible. Okay. So that's one of the reasons why we want to go in and look at everything that they have within their organization and see if there is something that we can offer for them. IT systems, for instance, I'm going to be able to look at their IT and see what kind of service are they getting. IT systems need to be updated every day. There are massive amounts of malware that are coming out constantly. And the people like Microsoft and so on and so forth are constantly coming up with patches that need to be updated to be able to ensure protection. Is their IT department doing that? You know, is the IT company that they would, maybe they don't have an IT department and they need to understand that you need to have something that needs to protect you. You need to look at this. It's comparatively inexpensive. You don't have to spend a fortune doing it, but that protection that you have and the ability to be able to maintain your systems and be able to also have a remote help desk to be able to help your people when they get stuck is very, very important. And a lot of IT companies, they don't offer that. Plus, it can be very expensive. I've seen some absolutely mind-boggling prices that people pay for IT, because a lot of times, again, the business owner, okay, and the small to mid-sized business, that's not their area of expertise. They are not IT wizards. So they end up getting stuck with something that they really don't know what they got stuck with. Okay. They think it's the right thing, but they don't have the wherewithal to be able to challenge what they have and whether it's working for them correctly. We can provide them with options that they can look at, that they can say, well, that works great for us. Plus, it's a better price. And we will guarantee that if we are bringing in somebody to work with them, that they are of the highest quality and they will take care of our clients.
Folks, it doesn't get any better than that. And it starts with a phone call and an evaluation. Something, as Brian says, a lot of folks have never done, right? So let's get to the important question then, which, Brian, which is for those that would like to be in touch and schedule a time with you to go through their own systems and get your recommendations, tell them how they can be in touch with you.
So you can call me on my cell phone. The number is 770-845-6764. Call me or text me. And you can also email me at my email, which is bmold@busbiz.com. So B as in boy, M as in Mary, O as in office, U as in under, L as in lady, D as in David, at bosbiz.com, busbiz.com. Or you can go to our website, just on bossbiz.com. And we also have an e-commerce site as well, which is bossbizinc.com, I-N-K.
Awesome. Brian Mold's been with us, folks. He is the owner, CEO of Better Office Systems. Brian, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks, John. Great to see you again. You take care of yourself, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Thank you. Thanks again.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yep. Folks, just a quick reminder that if you've got some issues that involve administrative tasks, you need to get off your desk, you've got some bookkeeping or accounting issues, maybe you got some marketing issues that you as a business owner are paying attention to that you really need to outsource. I've got an answer that involves picking up the phone and calling the chief executive angel at Office Angels, Essie Escobedo. Now, Essie's been in business for 20 years. She's got a great reputation. I know this personally because I deal with her and some of her angels. She's terrific. And they're used to a pandemic environment. They work virtually, and they're not a temp agency or placement firm. Essie listens to your problem and calls on the best angel she's got to solve that problem. They fly in, get the job done, and fly out. And they do this on an ongoing or as-needed basis. Give her a call. 770-442-9246. If you're timid, go to the, and want to just check her out, go to her website, officeangels.us. But I would encourage you to just give her a call and let her know that we sent you. And just a quick reminder as we close that we are on all the major podcast apps. You can find us by using the search term North Fulton Business Radio. We'd love it if you would go give us a great review on your favorite podcast app, a 5-star review. It helps people find the show so that they can utilize the services of great business leaders like Brian and the other folks that we've had on this show. Some 300 plus shows we've had over the last 4+ years. And so we would appreciate it if you'd support our guest in that way. And we love it if you connect with us on social media. We're on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter at North Fulton BRX. So for my guest, Brian Mold, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.